9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips. So let us keep you headed safely down the road with a set of four tires. While you're here, Mel's can service your vehicle as well. We offer top quality service on brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, AC, and much more. We'll get you where you want to go. Dependable performing tires and excellent service work. Get it all at Mel's Tire. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the fourth day of the month of May. It is cloudy and 51 degrees on our way to 59 today, so temperatures will not move that much. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. It is time for the 124th annual chamber meeting, and it's just a few days away. Good morning, Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Good morning.
How are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty darn good.
And how relieved are you to have the chamber annual meeting on the schedule here this weekend?
Words cannot describe how thrilled I am that we are having our annual meeting this Saturday. It's been a long road in getting here, but it's going to be a great evening.
Well, you have adjusted more than most, let's put it that way, as the meeting has been on the schedule, almost on the schedule, postponed, moved to a different location, and you have finally succeeded and on the schedule. It sounds like you've got a good lineup of activities, obviously, planned for the chamber meeting, and looks like attendance will be very good.
You know, I just feel so blessed for the support that we've received. You're correct. We've moved, we've postponed, we've delayed, we've, you know, done a little bit of everything. Had a very difficult time finding a date, and as everyone knows, this Saturday is a busy time here in Emporia, and we were lucky enough that we found that the Civic Auditorium is available, so we took it, knowing that it's getting to be a busy time of the year, that there were other events, but we said, let's do this, let's have it, and I'm so happy to say that our numbers are still over 300. And on our typical normal years, we're around that 300 to 310 in attendance, and we're probably closer to the 320. So for all the changes, all the moves, everything happening, we are still the largest gathering of the business community, and hats go off to everyone making the time to help us celebrate.
I've got to ask, Janine, what do you see as coming together here for that attendance number here for Saturday night? Is it the entertainment atmosphere side of things? Is it the recognition of what's going to be taking place? Does this have anything to maybe say about the strength of the Emporia business community as a whole?
I think all of the above. I really do. I think we try to make it a fun, enjoyable evening, a time when the business community does look forward to getting together and just relaxing and celebrating, and I think people are ready for that. I think we've had a lot of great opportunities to get back into that mode, but I think people are still enjoying being able to get out and enjoy being around other people. I do think it's the atmosphere of the recognitions that we do with our lifetime achievements, with our Volunteer of the Year, Business of the Year, recognitions that we do. People realize the importance of those recognitions and those who we are celebrating. So I think that's important. And I think it's everything above. And as I said, it is a busy time as we're ending the school years and having different events there with the other activities and events happening in the community. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but like I said, just feel very blessed that we're having the event we're going to have.
Well, if people may have forgotten, it's been such a long time since we've been meeting. Janine, kind of set the lineup for us. What's going to be happening?
Well, this is, it will begin at 6 o'clock. It has moved to the Civic Auditorium. Back in January, we were scheduled to be at the Anderson Building, but it is booked with another event. So we moved it to the Civic Auditorium beginning at 6 o'clock in the evening with our reception. Just a great time, once again, for people to gather, relax, visit, enjoy a drink. And then around 6:30, 6:40, it takes a little bit to get everybody seated because they are having a good time. We will start our dinner. And then we try to start our program around 7:30, and we try to be finished with the program around 9 o'clock. Now, we will be doing 2 years worth of presentations for our awards. So it may go a little past 9, but I don't believe it will go much further past that time. And then we have an after party, and the after party this year will be in a private room at the station. So one of the things that we felt was important with this annual meeting is coming out of the time that we have with the pandemic. We know our local businesses struggled through that, especially restaurants. So we were very excited to be able to use Bobby D's as our provider of our meal that evening to give them the business, to have our private party at the station, a new member, small business, an opportunity to drive some business their way as well. And so all of that was definitely in the forefront of our minds when we were doing the planning.
Speaking of that, Janine, over the last couple of years, from your perspective, how have you seen businesses adjust, you know, and now come out of the pandemic? Are the businesses here in Emporia stronger as a result?
I would like to think so. You know, I still think maybe there's ebbs and flows of you know, what's happening with the businesses. But as I talk to other chamber execs, other people I know in other communities, we say it so many times, this community is resilient. This community comes together and supports each other. And I think we did that during the pandemic. I know our office worked hard in educating the community on ways to support businesses, you know, curbside pickup, special appointments of going, having things shipped to them. You know, there was just a variety of ways, purchasing gift cards. There were just a variety of ways to support our businesses, and I think overall as a community, we did very well. It was still a tough time for our businesses, but in the end, most have survived. Even some have thrived through it, so feel very fortunate about that.
So what about the award winners you can tell us about in your incoming and outgoing chair?
So our award recipients, see if I can remember off the top of my head. Last year, our Volunteer of the Year was Allison Hall with Emporia Floral. This year, we are recognizing Jennifer Ramsey. She is the general manager at Holiday Inn. And both of them have just been very active in the chamber. Both are ambassadors, but beyond ambassadors, they've helped us with so many other committees and are two people that if we have something going on and we're needing somebody there to help pick up, you know, and help us where we're short, they're both there to call. So Allison Hall and Jennifer Ramsey will be recognized for that. Our Business of the Year last year was Mr. G's Car Wash. Danny Giefer and his family are all involved in the business and just their contributions back to the community, not only with the new Express Wash, but over the years with the various car washes that he does own throughout the community, keeping them up to date, keeping technology up to date, giving back to the community. They have always done that. And then we're thrilled this year, or as the 2021 Business of the Year, to recognize the Chicken House down in Opie. You know, what a staple of not just only the Opie community, but the Lyon County area and the Coble family, the generations that have run that restaurant, and them once again coming through this difficult time, some of the most difficult time for them. We are honored and thrilled to be recognizing the Chicken House in Opie as the 2021 Business of the Year. Our Lifetime Achievement Award recipients, Our 2020 was Steve Souter. I'm just grateful that we will be able to honor him properly at this annual meeting, so well deserving of all of his contributions throughout the community. And then we haven't made a public announcement, but I will here, just because we haven't been able to get everything together, but very honored to also recognize Bill Barnes as our 2021 Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Once again, somebody who came to our community and just continually gives, volunteers of his time, volunteers of his expertise, and I'm just honored to have him as a part of our community with all that they do. We'll be recognizing outgoing board members. We will recognize Kayla Maxfield, who is our 2020 Chairman of the Year. My gosh, what a year she had to go through.
Yeah.
As Chairman of the Board, Nick Roth, who is our 2021 Chairman of the Board. And then introducing Carla Barnett. Normally our annual meeting's in January, so as our new 2022 Chairman, who's already had that under her belt for several months now, but is doing a bang-up job. So I might be forgetting somebody, and I truly apologize if I am, but those are the people that we will be recognizing throughout the evening.
Stellar job off the top of your head there, Janine.
Well,
impressive
thank you.
Stuff. All right, so the 124th Annual Chamber Meeting and Dinner coming up at White Auditorium this Saturday night. Janine, thanks so much, and I hope you have a good night Saturday.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone,
yeah.
And thank you for giving us the time to talk about it.
Thanks, Janine, yeah.
Yep. You guys have a great day.
All right,
you too.
Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, next week is where we're going to direct